I think a number of things have happened, but I think the biggest challenge for ANC has been erosion of public trust in the ANC as a party that can deliver on its promises. That's number one. But I think the second element of it is people have lost faith in its capacity to govern, because it's now been over 30 years since democracy in the early 90s. Things have gone from bad to worse.
You are right, Professor. You know, the stubbornly high unemployment, which hit almost 32% last year, persistent economic inequalities, corruption allegations, and frequent power cuts have reduced its popularity. But the ANC says it is working to fix these problems.
Yeah, it can say that, but as they say, the truth of the pudding is in the eating. People need delivery on these promises. So part of the, you mentioned there, part of the what they call load shedding, the power cut, have been connected to corruption, lack of investment in the public utilities, in Eskom, which is one of the largest power utilities in South Africa over many years. And the other one has been state capture. There was a whole commission run a few years ago which showed massive corruption, particularly within the Zuma administration. But sadly, we cannot also discount what we'd call white flight. So a lot of the white minority who have become fearful of a new black government, a lot of them have left the country. People with talent have moved to Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S. And then, of course, this level of high inequality, even if there's some small level of economic growth, because South Africa has the highest levels of income inequality, a lot of the benefits of any type of economic growth will be slow, and they'll usually only benefit the higher echelons of the economic food chain. So these are multiple problems that South Africa has faced. And I might add, in conclusion, also on the continent and also in the world, South Africa's soft power diplomacy has really been hurt with the xenophobic violence towards other black Africans from the rest of the continent who've been attacked over the years. I think this has really dented South Africa's image, not only on the continent, but also around the world.
And Professor, the main opposition Democratic Alliance, DA, taking advantage of ANC's weaknesses, the ones you just enumerated, says the country is in crisis, but it wants to liberalize the economy, including a move towards greater privatization. It has pledged to create 2 million new jobs. The rate of violent crime, they want to reduce it by half. Let's talk a little about the opposition here.
Yeah, so I think part of the challenge with South Africa now has been the dominance of the ANC over the years. They had almost a super majority in parliament. So I think this has made the ANC very lethargic. But when you look at the opposition, they don't have enough power to be able to significantly challenge the ANC. The DA that you mentioned, the main opposition party, is very strong in the Western Cape region of South Africa, but they're not very strong in the rest of the country. And there's also a big perception that the Democratic Alliance, the DA, is a white party. So there's a kind of a phobia around that, which doesn't really lend to, you know, them getting a lot of support. The other parties, like the EFF, like the Pan-Africanist Congress, they're small, they're very fractured, and ideologically, they don't sit very well with the DA. So I think this is another challenge for South Africa, the fact that you do not have a united, cohesive opposition that can take on the ANC.